You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 27th. Hi, I'm Skylar James.
I'm Abby Boatwright. It's not January 27th.
January 22nd. I misspoke. You got the date wrong last week. I get the date wrong this week.
I wasn't sure what the date was either, but I knew it wasn't the 27th.
I know it's the 22nd. I said the 27th because they sound very similar. January 22nd. I'm Skylar James. That's Abby Boatwright. We're your hosts of Sky's the Limit, the weekly show where, depending on the weather or what we're feeling, we change the theme. And the genre. And this week is one of my favorite shows I think we've done yet. I've been very excited for the show for a while. If you can't tell, I spearheaded the playlist. January to me, I think it's something about the darkness. Like there's a lot of darkness in January because the sun sets so early. And something about that darkness really gets me in like a pop mood and like an electronic pop mood for some reason. I don't know why, but it's always January. And I did a like what I called early internet rock, which we'll call like hipster rock show in the fall. And then I was like, maybe I need to do sort of this time frame, but we go electronic pop. And so we're doing Bloghouse, baby. If you don't know what Bloghouse is.
I don't know what that means. When you posted that, I said, what?
Okay. So, everyone now in 2025 knows the term indie sleaze. I think it's a term that everyone sort of has awareness of now. It's very important for people to know. That term was never used during that era. Like that is a term that was coined by an Instagram account that started in 2022. And that sort of term by that person who, lovely person, they're from Toronto. And they're a fantastic archivist of culture and fashion and music. But they basically coined that term to sort of amalgamate hipster culture, club culture, like the like indie culture of that time. Because either you were like hipster, twee, or like indie. Like there was never such a thing as indie sleaze. So one of the micro genres of the sort of popular music of the popular culture of that time is the electronic pop subsection. And that is under the term Bloghouse.
And what does like Bloghouse mean? Like to define it?
I think the term originated, I'm not too sure, but okay. If I'm using common sense, the term originated because one, it's very similar to house music.
Okay.
So it was played at like clubs with house music, even though it's definitely like not super house music, but it has house music origins. And two, because blogs were a thing.
Okay, that makes sense. I just wondered. I'd never heard that term before.
Yeah. And so I remember it always being called Bloghouse, like when the genre was popular, and sort of up until now. Even though, was I five in 2008? Correct. But yeah, so that's my piece on this genre. And it might not seem very specific yet, but hopefully by the end of this hour, we sort of come to an understanding of what Bloghouse is and why sort of this glittery pop electronic feeling is very January to me. January, I don't feel sad. I think I have a good outlook on the year. It's not February yet. February for me is like when it gets sad. But January for me, I still have some hope, at least.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. So we're going to start off with what I think might be the most iconic song of this genre. It's one of my favorite albums ever. I rediscovered it a few years ago, and I was like, how did I ever forget about this album? It's absolutely glorious. And for the entire month of January thus far, basically all I've listened to is this album on repeat. An instant classic by Passion Pit. This is Sleepyhead. Everything is going to beep.
Oh, its graces through the pores. You make a fine shrine in me. You build a fine shrine in me.
Shrine, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I was just talking to Abby. I said putting that song on this playlist, I was a bit hesitant to because it came out in 2012. And a lot of people say that Bloghouse died in 2010. But that song, to me, sounds very like this genre. It's a little too clean. I feel like that song in particular is like the bridge for me from like Bloghouse electronica to like, you know, like the cleaner sounding, what I call like, you know, early 2010s up to like 2016, 2017 electronic pop. Like when you get into like FKA Twigs and that sort of stuff that came out a bit later, like a bit after this, I feel like Purity Ring with that song is like really toeing the line there. Mm. But they're Canadian. So I was like, ah, they're going on the playlist.
The lyrics in that song are crazy.
I've never listened to them.
Oh, that's what I was listening to.
Again,
you should listen to it again and listen to the lyrics.
I don't listen to the lyrics. The amount of times that I've listened to that song because I love it so much, I could not tell you what they said.
Cut open my sternum. That was,
yeah.
I like that part.
They do say that, don't yeah. they? I'm a music listener. I'm not an electronic. No, I'm not a lyrics listener. Thank you.
I have a theory about your January music and association that I was going to say before, but I think it holds true with those two examples. I have association to this, not knowing these at all, but what the association in my brain goes is like, transition, night driving, walking through
yes,
the city,
that's
scenes
it.
In films.
Yes.
Particularly in like metropolis areas.
Yes.
And to me, when you're saying like the dark, but it's still like daytime, so you're
yeah.
still like doing things, but
yeah.
it's night, that's where this association works.
And
in
that's
for me.
Exactly it. January is so city to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look,
we clicked.
Look.
We clicked. And that's why Bloghouse, because it's like dark. And it's like the contrast is high contrast, dark shadows.
Yep.
But everyone's doing stuff. Everyone's out and about. And it's a little glittery.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of lights. Oh, wow.
There we go.
If anyone's listening and you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, don't worry.
This is your masterclass.
Well, one, you will. But I also think that we sort of don't make sense to other people sometimes.
But it will make sense to you. It's an order, actually. There will be an exam.
There will be an exam.
It'll be sent to you.
At 6:58 in our last minute, there's going to be a minute-long exam. So we're going to continue on with the Canadians here. I put this song on this playlist, one, because it's crazy, and two, because I thought in particular, Abby would really like it. Chromeo, Fancy Footwork.
You hurt on the floor, feels like dancing is the way to go.
only way I know. But if you let her see that fancy lookbook, I'm sure that you're not that shy. Let her see that fancy lookbook, I'm sure you're that type.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. It, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, touch it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. Scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip, unzip it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it. Leave it, start, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick. Technologic.
Daft Punk there. Technologic. What a banger. I had to play some Daft Punk on this playlist. I don't know. I'm a big Daft Punk fan. Are you?
Massive.
Massive. Massive Daft Punk fan. I like
that. That one is another term that anyone not Gen Z might go, what? That one really scratches the brain there.
That one really scratches the brain.
It's itchy. It also made my brain itchy. Kind of at the same time and scratching it. So
you're correct.
That will be on the exam.
That's from Daft Punk's 2005 album, Human After All. I mean, Daft Punk have had so many hits. You can't really deny that they were like one of the biggest names in electronic music and like especially club music.
Yeah.
In the like mid-2000s and then. Obviously, like Random Access Memories was everywhere, and that song came out in 2013. So they just like kept reinventing themselves. But they released albums in 2001, 2005, and then 2013. So it's like there's big stretches, but when they dropped songs, they really dropped those songs.
We were talking about how this kind of can be like a niche genre. Yeah. Like I was saying, I have really no exposure to this genre except when it's in other types of media, if it's in movies or something. Mm-hmm. But Daft Punk definitely expanded out with collaborations and media examples and even like radio play.
Yeah.
Like they received that.
Yeah. Abby was like, we were talking while the songs were playing about like this sort of genre is something that like if you are on the internet or if you're in like the club scene or if you're into music, it can like, it was one of the most popular like micro genres of the time. And in terms of like culture, the movement that went along with it, like dominated culture and like art culture, I will say. But it's also one of those things that like, it can really go under the surface depending on what type of person you are.
Yeah.
Like for me, some of these songs are like so iconic and you couldn't get away from them. But then Abby knew what made the Daft Punk song and like another one,
like the MGMT one.
Yeah. So
then that's it.
And that's it. But to me, I'm like, these songs are all iconic and classic, and I had a hard time playing this because there were so many songs that I wanted to play. But yeah, and I think also one of the things that makes this genre January to me. What came out last January? Pop culture quiz. What movie came out last January? Or maybe it was in December, but it got popular in January. That had a bunch of these songs in it. Like this type of songs. Saltburn.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
So last January, everyone was listening to Bloghouse because Saltburn, even though no one really knows what time it was set in, was like all the music that was in it was like hipster or indie or like 2000s like Bloghouse ish. Mm-hmm. So then like that really propelled the like new wave of like nostalgia for indie sleaze is Saltburn, which I found so interesting. But I was also a victim of the hype of that movie. I really liked it. And so last January I listened to this genre. But the thing about me is I listen to this genre every January. But last year I was like, wow, Saltburn, everyone's listening to this now with me. I don't know. And so kind of because of Saltburn, but also because I liked this song otherwise, I felt like I just needed to play this track, but also because it's a certified banger. Mason and Princess Superstar here. Perfect.
Wanna come up? cause they all want me. You want it when you saw me. I like how you look, baby, call me.
Perfect.
Ladytron there with 17. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I do like that one.
Yeah. I was like, Abby, you must know this one. You'll know it when they start singing. And yes, you do.
And I don't know if this is associated in the same way in anyone else's brain, but I was telling Skylar I like thought that was sampled or it had sampled something. It has a very British, like 90s pop indie rock alternative vibe to me.
Yeah.
Like I was getting
Blur,
Pulp.
Yeah.
That sort of sound in my head with a more of an electronic feel, which is what you've kind of been saying, drawing from house, drawing from other things. This to me had British wave, as you called it, British pop, but particularly like 90s pop in my mind.
Yeah.
Mixed with electronic.
Yeah. Ladytron electronic band trio. And that's our oldest song on the playlist. That's 2002. But Ladytron were formed in 1999. Wow. So there is definitely influence from like Britpop and stuff.
Oh, yes. There. That's the term I was trying to think of. Britpop and exactly is what the vibe.
And stuff in that song. Definitely. I like it. And it's, you know, sort of we were talking about like, you know it or you don't. But I think like some of these songs have been used as cultural references for so long, you might not recognize the song from its title or the artist. You might not know who they are at all, but you hear the chorus and you're like, something about it is very familiar to me, which is sort of what people do with that song.
Well, that's, but I heard that I think actually on social media, like I've heard it on TikTok.
Probably.
So there's that is forever going to be a influencer now social media.
And that's why I was talking like at the top of the show about the like indie sleaze revival that we're having now is like, we're totally reframing what culture was back then. Like we've, you know, we've moved on, but like people have done with the 70s, the 80s and the 90s, we're now doing with the 2000s, started with the whole Y2K trend. And now we're going underground 2000s. And now, I mean, we're doing it to the 2010s as well, with like the whole Tumblr aesthetic sort of coming back. But I find it just so weird that we're like reframing it. And then I have to sort of tell people of like, that's not really how it was back then. And then they're like, how would you know? And then I'm like, that's a good point. I wasn't alive. So how would I know? It's just sort of that like, you know, in the 2010s, I was in spaces with people who were older and sort of had like firsthand accounts, if that makes sense. Like I was talking to someone the other day of like me or like watching YouTube in 2009. And I was like, yeah, I was sort of there for the beginning of YouTube. And they were like, no, you were three when YouTube started. You weren't. And I was like, yeah, but I was watching videos in like 2009 when I was six, like. And then they were like, but that's not the beginning of YouTube. And I was like, 2006 was only 3 years ago in 2009. So it'd be like watching a video from 2022 now. Like it doesn't seem that long ago. But then in hindsight, 3 years in culture seems long. Does that make sense?
I can't believe you're watching YouTube when you were six.
I mean, kids do it now.
Yeah.
I was just starting the train.
But you weren't watching Cocomelon if you're getting exposed to this.
I was not watching Cocomelon. I was watching Rhett and Link. And
at 6 years old.
And Amazing Phil. Yeah.
Wow.
They all made child-friendly content.
Yeah.
Technically.
But there you go.
Rhett and Link especially, because they were still evangelical Christians at that time.
Oh, well. So. there's some YouTube history for you.
What was a better influence on six-year-olds, me watching Rhett and Link in 2009 or Cocomelon in 2025?
I think that's up for debate.
Let's ask the audience. Phone in. Let me know your opinion. Actually, don't phone in. I don't know how to use this phone. we're going to move on with some more Canadian. I kind of grouped all the Canadians together here. Mr. Kraft with Easy Love.
club, dirty with me. I'm grateful for love, but your pity. I don't want what you give us.
Castles there with Vanished. I don't love Crystal Castles. You know, their history is bad. I stand with Alice Glass and I love her, but you can't get away from Crystal Castles in this era. And they were like an iconic piece of Canadian culture at that time. Speaking of iconic pieces of Canadian culture, one of my favorite songs of theirs that I don't hear played very often, Yeah Yeah Yeah's here with Zero.
So get your leather, leather, leather.
Electric Feel. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I couldn't do a bloghouse show without playing MGMT.
Also, did you guys know the Yeah Yeah Yeahs are Canadian? Because I just
Abby didn't know.
I went back in log sheets where I didn't mark them as Canadian other times we played them because I didn't know that.
I was like, one, I love them, but two, why do you think I play them so much?
I didn't know. The more you know, I just had never... I had never come across that, but that's so funny because this is the place to know that.
Yeah.
And okay. I didn't.
We have 15 seconds to talk.
Sorry.
Pop quiz. What's our pop quiz? What's our pop quiz question for Bloghouse?
We said, thing.
I don't know. We said we were going to give them a pop quiz. What era is Bloghouse? What era is Bloghouse? If we had to say a decade, what would it be? Answer. 1960. Answer at home. 1960 is the correct answer.
Yes, I win.
You didn't say 1960. No, it's the 2000s. You guys all learned so perfectly. This last song, does it really fit in the genre? It's on the outskirts. But I came across it a few months ago, and I was like, it left my brain, and I was like, this is such a perfect song for like feeling or trying to feel hopeful. And I was trying to find a show to play it on, and what better show to play it on than the Bloghouse show? I had a good time. I needed this show today.
It was fun.
I needed it. Week 3, and it's killing me. By Modest Mouse here. And I hope we take this song into 2025 for everyone. Float on.
On CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager.